This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, second hour of worldwide transmission. You want answers? We've got answers. We've got Barr McClellan, personal lawyer to LBJ for many years. Based right here in Austin, Texas. He's up in New York right now. And he has written a new book, and we're going to tell you about that, Blood, Money, and Power, How LBJ Killed JFK. He's got all the evidence. It's all put in a document form. Like, he's presenting a case. He's getting great reviews. And all the eyewitnesses, all the information, how they did it. And this totally jives with all of the mistress and the military people I've had on, and all of it over the years, my 10 years on the air. And as promised, we're going to go to your calls now. This is Breaking on the History Channel, a three-hour special, The Men Who Killed Kennedy, coming right out with it. It's at the 40th anniversary. It's heartening. But I guess they had to allow some of this to come out because 80-plus percent of Americans believe the government had a hand in killing Kennedy. Are you ready to go to calls, Barr?
Awesome.
Absolutely. Let's go to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, go ahead.
Alex.
Yes.
I want to thank your guest. I was 17 years old at the time of the Kennedy assassination, and I thought this was going to be one of these age-old, endless mysteries that would never be solved. The mass media, the network, has been covering this up for years. I didn't think we'd ever know the truth. Sunday night, I saw the three segments on the History Channel. They are unbelievable, mind-blowing, and I'm sure the book must be a lot more informative than the History Channel series, because you could never put this information all in a TV program or a movie. It is absolutely unbelievable, and I would tell your listeners, they need to see the History Channel series, and they need to get the book if they want to find out what really happened.
So you've seen the series. Again, I just saw it at the TV studio doing my own TV show last night, about 10 minutes of it. Everybody's freaking out over it. What did it cover?
Alex, it was so long, it was unbelievable. There were, to start it out with, Oswald's mistress, who was with him in New Orleans. She covered Oswald's tie-in with the CIA. Oswald's early tie-in with Jack Ruby, how they compounded a cancer virus that was supposedly going to be used against Castro, which I suspect was eventually used on Jack Ruby. There was an interview later in another part with a doctor who had been a second-year medical student at Parkland Hospital. The day of the assassination, she was actually leaning up against the presidential limousine talking to some friends and noticed the bullet hole in the windshield. The bullet hole was from the front to the rear, broken out on the backside, the inside of the car.
Let me get some comments from our guest on what you're saying.
Well, what he's talking about, of course, is what is on the History Channel. Nigel Turner prepared that. I had a lot of tape on that, and I have not seen it yet. But what he's pulled together is what the research community in Texas and others has known. And we've been able to make this case, and Nigel Turner is able to present it. So it's really, I'm sure, really worth watching.
Are you going to be in
Dallas? There are so many elements involved that you have to look at all of them, like a jury's going to look at a case, and just see how it does all fit together.
Are you going to be in Dallas on Saturday?
No. In fact, my son is getting married, so I'm going to be at a wedding ceremony.
Is that your son, the press secretary?
Yeah, that's the one.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks for the call, Ron. We'll come back and go to Barney in Maryland, Ann in Texas, John in Ohio, Scott in West Virginia, and others. And we need some West Coast calls, 1-800-259-9231. Quick break, long segment coming up, final segment with our guest. Callers, be quick, have a comment or question. for our guest. I want to get as many of you in as possible to cover as many angles of this as possible. I'm Alex Jones. The website's InfoWars.com. We're talking to Barr McClellan, personal lawyer to LBJ, exposing the assassination of Kennedy in his new book. What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans, and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh my... I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorisset, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Again, folks, we're talking to the author of a new book who's in the History Channel, The Men Who Killed Kennedy documentary. He's Barr McClellan. Son, of course, is the White House press secretary. This has got international attention in hundreds of major papers. He's written the new book that's now available, Blood, Money, and Power, How LBJ Killed JFK. And it was released last month by Hanover House, 464 pages, $24.95. I hope you get it. And I'm going to talk to the publisher for my bookstore. I think I want to carry that on the website. This is really important. I can't wait to get my complimentary copy. This is amazing. Let's go right back to the calls. Barney in Maryland, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead, Barney.
Okay, how you doing?
Fine.
I wanted to ask Mr. McClellan if he has ever read the book, A Texan Looks at Lyndon.
Indeed I have, and old J. Evetts Haley was on the right track then. No one had the evidence that was going on behind the attorney-client privilege, and they couldn't get it. That book laid out what a ruthless man Johnson was.
Now, who wrote the three-part series? Because I read those about 15 years ago, about how even when he was at Southwest Texas, as a student, he ran things with bribery and coercion. He was basically the dean there as a student.
That was Robert Caro. He's got those three series out, and he's coming out with a couple of more. He's writing a very good, detailed story of the Johnson career.
So, I mean, would I be safe to say that Johnson was basically a gangster, an instinctive gangster?
It seemed to be he would have been a juvenile delinquent by today's standards in his growing up years, and he never changed. He remained ruthless to the end.
Ruthless till the end. Anything else, Barney?
Well, no, I just wanted to say that it'd be good, all those books could be republished. Of course, Mr. Barr probably brought it all up to date.
All right, thanks. Thanks for the call. Well, we know the truth. We know what happened. They killed him. They killed Kennedy. The government did. Let's talk to Ann in Texas. Ann, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, I became very curious about Mr. McClellan's book when I read a silly review in the Austin American Statesman that you'd publishing it. And, of course, they put the book down silly. And I got on the waiting list right away because I have about every book there is about Alice, Texas. That's where I spent my childhood. My father, and it was very eerie when I read the chapter about Ballot Box 13, my father was one of the veterans that went there after World War II. They all had become friends over as Seabees when they worked with the Seabees at rebuilding Pearl Harbor. So when they came back, they settled in Alice and started building. And my father, the chapter, I'm giving authenticity to Mr. McClellan because it is accurate what he says in the book.
You're saying you grew up there, you knew about the good old boy
childhood.
Network.
We moved there from in the late 50s after an attorney who helped these veterans kind of organize. I think his name was Buddy Floyd. And his son was killed in his garage one Christmas. And they felt like that the boy and the father looked so much alike that when the boy came in late that night, the assassin got him mixed up and killed
him. Okay, well, let me, for those that don't know inside Texas politics, sir, would you like to comment on what she's saying?
And what Ann is saying is right. There were several veterans that went to Alice, and they were a real thorn in Johnson's side. They were heroic, and more than one of them was killed.
Well, for those that don't know why were they heroic? What happened?
They went in to fight the corruption that George Parr, a close friend of Lyndon Johnson, was running down in South Texas at the time.
They were fighting just boss hog oppression.
They really wanted to clean up the political system. And then they get stuck in the middle of the 1948 election that Lyndon Johnson steals by voting 202 dead people after the election was over.
And that's now admitted.
Oh, that's generally known. And what I have brought to the whole story here is that Don Thomas was the man who went down and voted the 202 dead men.
And then people that stood up against the corruption got blasted.
And they did indeed. And what Ann was talking about, her parents, brave people doing what they did, and there were killings.
There were killings. Okay, Ann, thank you. And she's impressed with the book, and she lived it. John in Ohio. John, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, there's a key individual, Colonel Fletcher Prouty, who wrote the book Secret Team, and he was the chief liaison officer between military intelligence and the CIA. And he says that the CIA did kill Kennedy for all the reasons you mentioned, that he was going to leave Vietnam, he was going to normalize relations with Cuba, he was going to destroy the CIA. In his own words, he said he was going to split
1,000 pieces.
Yeah, and send it to the wind. An interesting thing, but interesting treatment that he got. He was the Mr. X in the, incidentally, in the JFK movie by Oliver Stone.
I've talked to Novell, Stone, all of them. Go ahead.
Right. When he was set up on the Jim Bohannon, on that wretched Jim Bohannon program for an ambush interview, he was not allowed to barely finish a sentence. He was Bohannon turned into his usual thuggery, smeared him, insulted him, and then censored him and cut him off the program.
Okay, well, let's get a comment from our guest about Fletcher Prouty.
One more point, if I may.
Okay.
The role of the media in this, I think, is really shown by the fact that one of the major researchers, Mark Lane, got his CIA Freedom of Information Act dossier highly censored, but it said that the chief plan, Richard Bissels of the CIA Director of Plans, ordered all of their agents and assets throughout the media, the New York Times, Washington Post, the networks, to
smear. Got
to
spin this. I got to let you go. Got to let you go. Comments, Mr.
John,
McClellan.
What John is saying is accurate. There's still this cover-up going on. I'm having trouble getting the book out. We're running into censorship here and there. Some suggesting don't buy the book. I say the quick answer to it is get the book and find out what's going on. It's still happening.
Well, look, there's too many good men and women that are willing to stand up like you've done, Mr. McClellan. And again, look at the polls. 80%+ know there's a cover-up, know the government was involved. So, again, this is a good case point example that if we just keep exposing evil, that finally it will be brought down.
But it is awful hard. The New York Times today is carrying a big article about all the shows that are going on, and they all say there was a lone nut. And you just can't fool most of the people, you know, most of the time. And that's what they're trying to do, and it's not working. 80% say they're dead wrong, and yet they pass it off as the only truth there is.
Well, now with this History Channel special in your book, it's going to be 90%, I predict. I mean, they can keep their lies going. It's not going to work. They're losing all credibility. Scott in West Virginia, you're on the air. Go ahead. Go ahead, Scott.
Thank you both, gentlemen. An observation and a question. I think that that all the reasons for his killing are true, but if we look at it bigger, they've called it a military coup. But I think Kennedy, what they were really afraid of was a real president with the people behind them.
Yeah, he was getting rid of the Federal Reserve notes.
Correct, and they would have lost the takeover that started in the 30s. So it wasn't a coup in the 60s. It was reinforcing the
coup. It was a counter-revolution.
In the 30s. Correct. My question is, I've seen several pictures with George Bush Sr., looking like he was in Dallas with Johnson nearby. Now, I was wondering what George Bush Sr.'s role in this
was. Well, we know he was a gopher for the big oil men. We know he was already CIA at that time. They had Cuban operations named after his wife. Comments, Scott?
I have not seen anything of George Bush in this. So what I have seen is that he did start a two-party system in Texas that was really important. But I can't comment on that. I don't have any good information.
Yeah, I don't expect you to.
I've seen photos the day of the supposedly the day of the execution, where Bush was standing behind Johnson and to his left in the photo, and he had such a smug grin on his face.
Okay, Scott, I really appreciate that call. Let's talk to Brad in Illinois. Brad, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, I want to thank you so much for having Barr on your show. I saw him on the Jesse Ventura show a while back. I'm going to get your book. And I've just been enthralled in this since the day I saw Oswald get killed by Jack Ruby on live TV that morning with my father and my dad telling me that Johnson did it. I just couldn't believe it, and now it seems like it's coming true.
Yeah, your daddy knew. Let me. That's a good question. The killing of Oswald, any key info on that for us, sir?
Yeah, the main thing is that Ruby had the connections there, and he was brought in to do just what he did. They had to silence Oswald. He was what he said he was. A patsy, and he'd been abandoned really on the sixth floor.
How would they get Ruby to do that to his life? Did he already know he had cancer, or why did he do that?
No, the cancer seems to develop later. I wish I had better information on that to say with more assurance, but he was available, and he was put to good use, and we know what happened, and it's in the book where Clark, one of his best friends, Joe Tannehill, is named Ruby's lawyer, and they tell Tannehill, the lawyer, to make sure Ruby doesn't talk.
You know, watching that film of Jack Ruby killing him, the police obviously were ready for it. They brace him, they hold him up. I mean, that was an execution. Your take on it?
Well, I can't really tell you for sure on that. My main inquiry was to put together the good hard facts on what happened on the sixth floor, but what you're saying is certainly possible, and I sure don't rule it out.
Barr?
Yeah.
Did you ever research or look at the book High Treason?
That
book, I got that, and that really got me going. And the last question, I'll get out of here. What is your take on the book that came out in 1996 by this truck driver, Ray Tex Brown, where he is called Broken Silence, where he basically says in his book also that it was Lyndon Baines Johnson that called him up on a payphone and told him to not remember any of his dealings with a training Ruby and Oswald and the others in the shooting range.
Well, Brad, I'm sorry, I have not seen that book. I have heard about a lot of them, but that one I missed.
Okay.
But you're saying one thing is right, and that was everybody knew LBJ was behind it. That's what I'm hearing from everyone, and I'm able to show you how.
Is your book going to finally do something? Is it going to finally bring this out?
My big hope, of course, is that it will. We've got to get some more records. I'm angling to set up a forum to have this really discussed. We know where the evidence is. We just need it produced, and what I can tell you is there. Show it to us.
Thank you, Brad. It really seems like the dam is breaking. I wanted to talk about the press conference yesterday, how that went. I know you probably need to leave. Can you do five more minutes with us?
Sure.
Okay, great. We're going to have a quick little break here. We'll come back with it. It's a short little five-minute segment. We'll talk about the press conference, and is the media, you know, some of the media seems to be telling the truth. Others seem the same old, you know, ha, 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 it was a lone nut. Anybody that doesn't think that's crazy, I want to talk about that in our little final bonus segment with our guest and maybe jam one or two calls in if we have time. McClellan is our guest in the book that I suggest all of you get, Blood, Money, and Power, How LBJ Killed JFK, and released last month by Hanover House, 464 pages, in bookstores near you, or if it isn't, demand it. We'll be back. The website's InfoWars.com, our final segment with our guest when we get back.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You are sick because you allow yourself to remain sick. And you remain sick because you don't provide your body with the enzymes and other nutrients that only come from raw food. You haven't alkalized your body. In fact, you continue to acidify it with a primarily cooked food diet. You still use either meat, fish, eggs, and/or dairy products for your protein instead of spirulina and chlorella, the two most complete protein superfoods known. Finally, you don't consume ionized water, normal tap water that is transformed into a powerful antioxidant that is very alkaline, balancing your body pH as it brings you to homeostasis. It's also very hydrating and, more importantly, extremely detoxifying. Good health is achievable when you tune into Achieving Great Health. If you want to learn more on how to naturally rid the body of any disease, listen to Achieving Great Health with Bob McCauley. Weekday mornings at 9 a.m. Central. Call 1-888-826-4448 to learn more. That's 1-888-826-4448 or visit Bob on the internet at www.watershed.net.
All right, my friends, we're talking to Barr McClellan, LBJ's personal attorney. He's written a new book about, well, Blood, Money, and Power, How LBJ Killed JFK. And the dam has broken on this story, as it will on all the other examples of government crime, if people are willing to stand up. I know we have loaded phones. We only have a time for a few of these, but I wanted to talk to Barr first about, well, a side issue. Have you gotten any word back from a Lady Bird and her little constabulary, her little mafia here in Austin about what she thinks about your book?
No, I haven't, and that's been surprising that nothing at all has come out of them. The book's been out a while, and also they've known what I've been saying since 98 for sure, and probably 84. Been dead quiet, waiting to hear from them. Can't get her to talk up.
Well, she can listen out on the FM out there in Radio Free Fredericksburg right by her little ranch, so we want to say hi to her. Interesting lady, a great match for LBJ, let me tell you, from what I know about her. What about the press conference? How did that go?
It went real well. We had good attendance. A lot of the foreign press was there, and we're getting a real interest over there where they understand from their own experience how this can happen. Over here, the accepted wisdom is we just don't have a banana republic. We're a strong democracy. In fact, we have exactly that from what happened back in 1963, and we need to face up to it and do something about it.
We have a banana republic, not a free society.
That was what it was back in 63. I know that for sure. I can't tell you now, because to know these things, you have to be what I said earlier, a super lawyer, a guy really on top, a guy like Ed Clark could be, and you can see it all then.
All right, let's take a couple calls. Well, real quick, how was the press responding to you during the press conference?
Oh, very good, and I was shocked when I finished up. It went for about an hour. I got applause from them.
Wow.
Oh, incidentally, it's going to be on C-SPAN, too, over the weekend.
Oh, please, folks, tape that and send it to me. John in Colorado. Go ahead real quick.
Yes, very quick. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, very, very quickly. The reason why I called, I believe, partly for the reason why John F. Kennedy was murdered is for the same reason that Abraham Lincoln was murdered, partly, and that is they both were involved with currencies. Lincoln with the greenback, and Kennedy with the U.S. Treasury note.
Well, he reissued the greenback. He was going to issue $45 billion. He issued $5 billion, little $5 bills. Nowhere on it does it say Federal Reserve note.
Right.
Any comments to that? Thanks for the call, John.
Sure.
Any comments?
The power structure likes it the old way, and they don't like change, and they do a lot to make sure that things don't change. They're very happy in their world.
Mike in Arizona, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Mike, go ahead.
How do you, Mr. McClellan, how do you reconcile, and I'm not saying there's any distinction because I haven't read your book yet, your findings with Gregory Douglass, who wrote Regicide, who basically pointed out but he was basically using the records of a deceased head of covert operations for the CIA, who indicated that Kennedy had been leaking secret documents to the Soviet Union, both perhaps Kennedy and his brother Robert.
Well, Kennedy told the Soviets, "You better back off, because the military may get rid of me and go to war with you." We know he did that. Mr. McClellan?
Yeah, and Mike, and Mike's looking into what's really at the heart of this thing, and you got to see it from where I could see it, and that was from the deep inside, from behind the lawyer-client privilege, and what I'm telling you is how it all came together at the very top. The top of the power structure said, it's okay for John Kennedy to go. He's causing too much trouble for us.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Joe in Montana, go ahead. You're on the air. Last caller for our guest.
Hello, Alex and Barr. I've been watching that History Channel thing and saw your segment on it, or at least one of them. It was very impressive, and they are using your voice, as I think, to do some of their promos on the series. I think that it's very good this is coming out, but I think that my concern is that it can't be allowed to stop here, and you've alluded to the fact that the power structures are there, and I'm convinced, I think we all know that they're still there. They may have different people.
Yeah, they're more powerful, they're more out of control now than they were 40 years ago.
Absolutely, and I think, Barr, that we need to find a way, and perhaps you could be interested in helping contribute to that, to bring it up to date, and to tear the cover off of these power structures and power centers that are there. And
okay, that's it.
Down.
Let me get his comment on that.
Thank you. And in the book, my last chapter is devoted to the reforms we need to cure just what you're talking about. And there are some big steps that can be taken, and we can do them and become that powerful democracy and that great people that we really are.
We need to get our constitutional republic back, and I appreciate you having the courage to do this. I really appreciate you coming on the show, Barr McClellan, and the new book, Blood, Money, and Power. Can we get you back up on the show in the near future?
Alex, you bet. Great show. Let's see what happens the next week or so and do it again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Take care. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Oh my! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasit, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Exposing all the horrors that are the New World Order, and by exposing them, we can defeat them. But folks have to first know how they're under attack, need to understand the corruption of the New World Order and what its plans are for you and your family. Coming up, a bunch of news from NATO announcing its world government, its world army, to a bunch of gun control legislation that we've just learned of. A lot of key info here on the show. In the next hour plus, if they want to stay with us, we have John Stattmiller, who's a great talk show host in his own right on this network from 4 to 6 p.m. every day, well, Monday through Friday. And then, of course, Robert Galen Ross, good friend of mine, expert on the Kennedy assassination and how it ties into the globalists and the Rothschilds. And I've interviewed Robert Galen Ross. He got me the interview years ago, about 6-7 years ago, with LBJ's mistress, and that's now all in the new Men Who Killed Kennedy documentary that Robert says is pretty accurate. So we'll go over all this and ask the question, why is this now public? Why are they now coming out with this? And one of the answers to that I didn't cover yesterday on my show, I should have, was it's not just that they've lost control and now the story's out there, so they might as well go with it because 80% of us know the truth. It's mainly to get credibility. The media is losing credibility. People are tuning out, not just to broadcast TV, but out of cable They're going to the alternative media at record levels. They're having to report some of the truth now to try to gain credibility. And once the majority of us already know the truth, they might as well come out with the truth as damage control so we trust them on other lies they're telling. Because most of what's on Discovery Channel or History Channel is twisted. Some of it's true, like History Channel 2 years ago admitting that our government put Mao Zedong into power. They had the former deputy director of the CIA at the time in 49. He had been the section chief in China. He admitted we put Mao into power. Our government put Mao in. That's admitted! But that's the type of issues that they're having to admit. But a lot of it's lies. It's like rat poison. A lot of it's good information, but it's the poison mixed in. Before we go to John Stattmiller and my good buddy Robert Galen Ross, author of Elite Serial Killers of JFK, RFK, and MLK, and talk about the latest developments in the Kennedy assassination, the 40th anniversary coming up this Sunday, the 22nd, I want to encourage everybody, or I guess this Saturday, I want to encourage everybody who is out there listening to this show to spread the word about the broadcast, and secondarily, get my videos, because they're excellent, they're waking people up, they're having an effect, they're dynamic, they're professionally produced, and they're waking people up like nothing we've seen. 90% of those that see the films are waking up. A few years ago, it was half the people that saw it were waking up. Why is it 90% now? Because people have already seen so many pieces of the puzzle, so many points of the dots, that they now realize, independently of what I'm saying, that it's true. I'm just putting it all together. The new film, Matrix of Evil, is out. It's absolutely amazing. The trailer of it's on the website for free if you want to download it or stream it. We got 10 minutes out of the 2-hour, 40-minute Police State 3 Total Enslavement on the website as well for download. These are all excellent films. They cover the government-sponsored terror, the concentration camps, the foreign troops, the Patriot Act. But the reason I like Matrix of Evil, my newest film, my 10th film, is it gets in to solutions with Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, Frank Morales, Colonel Krev Roberts, myself, and others. Bottom line, you need to have these videos. They're $25.95 apiece. When you order three or more of any of the 10 videos, they drop down to $20 apiece. The new book by Paul Watson, Ordered Out of Chaos, that I publish, is amazing. Best book out there on the New World Order. Very well written, very succinct, very focused in a bunch of chapters. A lot of photos and documents. It's $19.95. Get a second copy for $11.95 to give as a gift when you buy one. So buy one for yourself and one as a gift. Get my videos. Make copies. Air them on Access TV. Get them out to people. It's having an effect. Here's the toll-free number to order. 1-888-253-3139. And if you believe in what we're doing, you need to support us. Secondarily, this makes this show possible, makes more films, more books possible. 1-888-253-3139 or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And by supporting us, you hear people like Mr. McLennan, the White House press secretary's father, LBJ's personal lawyer that said LBJ, he knows for a fact that Kennedy killed yesterday on this show. You get to hear Robert Galen Ross. You get to hear John Stattmiller. You get to hear all these great guests and all this amazing insight. You get to hear these admirals and generals and congresspeople on exposing the New World Order. So support Robert Galen Ross and John Stattmiller as well. We'll tell you how to do that a little bit later in the show. But again, get the videos, get the books, don't wait. I want to bring John Stattmiller up first, and I appreciate Robert holding. John, in a nutshell, this is a very important clip that we need to play from the movie JFK by Oliver Stone. And look how accurate this is from 10-plus years ago today with all the, well, new revelations for the general public, old revelations for us. John?
Yeah, you're exactly right, Alex. This is Jim Garrison's summation at the end of JFK. Now, it is not exactly verbatim what Jim Garrison said. You know, Hollywood, how they like to embellish a little bit, but the key points that were said in the summation of this trial, which is done by a movie actor, but I want you to pay close attention as to what happens in this clip. It's real, and the shocking thing about it, the last word the words that he says in this movie, he looks into the camera's eyes at the audience in the theaters when JFK was running, and it got a lot of notoriety. He has tears in his eyes, and throughout this, it was genuine. His voice was cracking. I saw subsequent interviews, and it was really amazing. I'll tell you what, without any further ado, let me run
the
clip.
Well, John, let me just add this, because he talks about, hey, this is our country, and evil can't win if good people stand up and say no. And I did see some of those interviews too, John, where the actor, Kevin Costner, came out and said, no, we all knew the facts. We all believe this. I was really crying when I did this. I'm upset about what happened. Oliver Stone has said that too. In Scarface, he exposes how the banks are really behind the drug dealing, how the government's really behind the drug dealing. And both these films got attacked by critics because they are exposing the New World Order. So go ahead and hit it. Here it is, folks. This is from the movie JFK.
Treason doth never prosper, wrote an English poet. What's the reason? For if it prosper, none dare call it treason. The American public has yet to see the Zapruder film. Why? The American public has yet to see the real x-rays and photographs of the autopsy. Why? There are hundreds of documents that could help prove this conspiracy. Why are they being withheld or burned by the government? Each time my office or you, the people, have asked those questions, demanded crucial evidence, the answer from on high has always been national security. What kind of national security do we have when we've been robbed of our leaders? What national security permits the removal of fundamental power from the hands of the American people and validates the ascendancy of invisible government in the United States? That kind of national security, gentlemen of the jury, is when it smells like it, feels like it, and looks like it. You call it what it is. Fascism. I submit to you that what took place on November 22nd, 1963, was a coup d'etat. Its most direct and tragic result was the reversal of President Kennedy's commitment to withdraw from Vietnam. The war is the biggest business in America, worth $80 billion a year. President Kennedy was murdered by a conspiracy that was planned in advance at the highest levels of our government, and it was carried out by fanatical and disciplined Cold Warriors in the Pentagon and CIA's covert operation apparatus, among them Clay Shaw here before you. It was a public execution, and it was covered up by like-minded individuals in the Dallas Police Department, the Secret Service, the FBI, and the White House, all the way up to including J. Edgar Hoover and Lyndon Johnson, whom I consider accomplices after the fact. The assassination reduced the president to a transient official. His job, his assignment, is to speak as often as possible of this nation's desire for peace while he acts as a business agent in the Congress for the military and their hardware manufacturers. Now, some people say I'm crazy. Southern caricature seeking higher office. Well, there is a simple way to determine if I am paranoid. Let's ask the two men who profited the most from the assassination, your former president, Lyndon Baines Johnson, and your new president, Richard Nixon, to release the 51 CIA documents pertaining to Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Ruby. Or the secret CIA memo on Oswald's activities in Russia that was destroyed while being photocopied. All these documents are yours. The people's property. You pay for it. But because the government considers you children who might be too disturbed or distressed to face this reality, or because you might possibly lynch those involved, you cannot see these documents for another 75 years. I'm in my early 40s, so I'll have shuffled off this mortal coil by then, but I'm already telling my 8-year-old son to keep himself physically fit so that one glorious September morning in the year 2038, he can walk into the National Archives and find out what the CIA and the FBI knew. They may even push it back then. Hell, it may become a generational affair with questions passed down, father to son, mother to daughter. But someday, somewhere, someone may find out the damn truth. We better, we might just as well build ourselves another government, like the Declaration of Independence says to, when the old one ain't working, just a little farther out west. an American naturalist, wrote, "A patriot must always be ready to defend his country against its government." I'd hate to be in your shoes today. You have a lot to think about. You've seen much hidden evidence the American public has never seen. You know, going back to when we were children, I think that most of us in this courtroom thought that justice came into being automatically, that virtue was its own reward, that good would triumph over evil. But as we get older, we know this just isn't true. Individual human beings have to create justice, and this is not easy, because the truth often poses a threat to power, and one often has to fight power at great risk to themselves. People like S.M. Holland, Lee Bowers, Gene Hill, Willie O'Keefe have all taken that risk. They've all come forward. I have here some $8,000 in these letters sent to my office from all over the country. Quarters, dimes, dollar bills from housewives, plumbers, car salesmen, teachers, invalids. These are people who cannot afford to send money, but do. These are the ones who drive the cabs, who nurse in the hospitals, who see their kids go to Vietnam. Why? Because they care. Because they want to know the truth. Because they want the country back. Because it still belongs to us. As long as the people have the guts to fight for what they believe in. The truth is the most important value we have. Because if the truth does not endure, if the government murders truth, if we cannot respect the hearts of these people, then this is not the country in which I was born in, and it's certainly not the country that I want to die in. Tennyson wrote, "Authority forgets a dying king." This was never more true than for John F. Kennedy, whose murder was probably one of the most terrible moments in the history of our country. You, the people, the jury system sitting in judgment on Clay Shaw, represent the hope of humanity against government power. In discharging your duty and bringing the first conviction in this house of cards against Clay Shaw, that's not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Do not forget your dying king. Show this world that this is still a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. Nothing as long as you live will ever be more important. It's up to you.
It's up to you, ladies and gentlemen. And John, go ahead and cut that audio. It's got a little bit of a feedback sound. Thank you. John, thanks for playing that for us. And I can't say it any better. Can you?
No, I, and it's amazing, Alex. I'm seeing damage control. I saw Jack Valente, the father 35 years ago of the MPAA ratings for Hollywood, that was actually in the motorcade. He was a sixth car back, and he was on the plane when they hijacked John F. Kennedy's body, took it out of Dallas-Fort Worth area back to Washington against federal and state laws. And Valente was on Imus in the Morning on MSNBC. They do this simulcast. For what reason, I do not know. But there he was just saying that, oh, this is all hogwash, and Lee Harvey Oswald was the lone shooter, and the Warren Commission was correct. And after all of these years, after all of these still witnesses alive that have described in detail, including Marina Oswald, which I personally spoke to, over the years.
I mean, John, we have the mistress of LBJ. We have his lawyer. We have the people at the meeting while they're saying we're going to kill him tomorrow. Let's bring Robert Galen Ross up, who laid everything out years ago in books, on radio shows, on this show 8, 9, 6, 7 years ago, over and over again. Everything he said is now in the new The Men Who Killed Kennedy documentary and more. Robert Galen Ross, there's probably nobody out there that's done more research than you have. Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to join you two guys. The facts are coming out. Barr McClellan added just another pile to the another stack to the pile, and we just may get a grand jury hearing, or the DA may reopen the case one of these days in Dallas County.
We're going to talk about that meeting and the eyewitnesses we've interviewed who were there when they were all meeting to plan the murder of him the next day or to basically celebrate it. But why do you think it's coming out on the History Channel now with so much detail, so many witnesses? Why do you think that three-hour special is airing, Robert?
Well, they're actually running specials every night on History Channel, and I've watched most of it, and there's a lot of accuracy. There's a couple of disinformation pieces, but so far it's been pretty reliable. But I really think they're trying to maybe get the information out there, trying to head off the people like you two guys that are trying to get the truth out, and maybe trying to belittle what you're doing.
So they're desperately losing control, as 80%+ say the government did it now, so they might as well try to spin it and gain some credibility for themselves. John, what do you think?
Well, and it was interesting that they're coming out. I understand that this is the 40th anniversary of JFK's assassination, November 22nd, 1963. But because of the movie Oliver Stone did, JFK, and subsequently all the people have been crying out for justice and the truth, and the government destroying evidence, destroying interviews, destroying everything, and of course we had the phony Warren Commission, of which Gerald Ford was on, and also Arlen Specter with his magic bullet.
We'll be right back. We got a break. Robert Galen Ross and John Statler are our guests. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
All right, my friends, it's Thursday, the 20th of November, 2003. We're talking to Robert Galen Ross, former officer of the National Security Agency, worked for international oil companies overseas as a consultant. He's an author and lecturer, filmmaker as well. And we've got John Stadtmiller, one of my colleagues from the network. I routinely am on his show. He's on my show. We do a Saturday show, 1 to 4 p.m. Central as well. Robert Galen Ross, John Stadtmiller, I want to get into the details of the assassination a little bit in the next hour and take calls. But right now I want to talk about more of why they're doing this, why this is happening, and where it's going to go from here. Are they just going to, you know, admit all this and then no one's brought to justice? I mean, here's my first question. I mean, those two can come in a second, Robert and John, but Lady Bird, her involvement in this, she certainly had knowledge of it. She's alive right now. We have witnesses to this. Should she be indicted, Robert?
I really don't think Lady Bird ought to be indicted at her age at this time, but and even though she had a lot of knowledge of what was going on, but certainly we need to get the truth out about Lyndon and all the terrible things that he's done throughout his life.
At least a material witness, Alex. I don't know about an indictment. We still have Arlen Specter, the young attorney that was working with the Warren Commission, that certainly knew that his story about the magic bullet was a fabrication and ended up in Parkland Hospital outside of the examining room on a gurney, just in pristine condition. Also, Gerald Ford, which is still alive, ex-president. And remember who Mr. Ford brought in after we went through the Nixon years. We had Spiro Agnew that was booted out. Gerald Ford was brought in. Nixon was thrown out. And then, of course, we brought a Rockefeller into the White House. There are people that are material witnesses. Whether the evidence would prove indictability would be a question for a full Senate investigation, or at least, as you suggested, Galen, the prosecutor of this in Dallas County should reopen this. The states have the power to call these witnesses and to bring this to a culmination. The evidence and witnesses still are alive out there, but if this goes on much longer, it's just going to be a repeat of what we're seeing on television. And Alex, you asked the question, why are they bringing this up now? My first reaction to this is because we've got the free trade of Americas, the mirror to the European Union, and one step closer to the global governance scheme that they're planning. We have George Bush with the illegal war in Iraq.
So more further discrediting America to make the EU look good.
Well, and that's a distinct possibility, but this may backfire on people and might energize them into pressing their government for truth on such matters as, say, 9/11, 2001?
Well, absolutely, and we know there's internal fights inside the global system as well, but basically 80-plus percent now believe the government did it, so they had to take control of it for credibility reasons. I think that's the number one reason. Robert, what do you think?
Yeah, they have to try to get some diversion from two major things. First of all, we're in a near depression economy, and also the need to get the public's mind off of the creation of the American Union, which is they now call the Free Trade Area of the Americas. But Dick Cheney said in my video that they will complete the Free Trade Area of the Americas by January 2005.
And for those that don't know, it's official. They're on C-SPAN doing it. They're getting rid of our sovereignty, our borders, creating joint security forces, merging with social security systems. We're becoming the EU America version right now.
Exactly. It will be a carbon copy of the European Union.
And Galen, I've said this on my program before. We're going to do this with Canada, United States, Mexico, Central and South America.
Caribbean,
and now we're going to demonstrate to the world the inequities and the imbalances between the two systems, so it's going to be a natural course just to meld those two with a one-world currency or the cashless society.
Well, that's what Fox was saying 3 weeks ago in Austin.
It's amazing, Alex. We got a lot of things going on right now, but for the time being, it's the in 2 days, on Saturday, November 22nd, will be the 40th anniversary of, the ability for the government and associated parties to murder a president and get away with it.
In plain view of everyone. We'll be back with more information, more analysis, and your calls, 800-259-9231.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. All